Good afternoon, welcome, my friends. Yes, it is. Well, it is October the 19th. It's Friday. My favorite day of the week. Well, for some people, maybe it's not their favorite day of the week, especially all our good friends on Wall Street, who obviously, and I've often told you this, look, superstition runs rife on Wall Street. The month of October, traders carry little lucky gnomes with them. They have little rabbit's feet, and on Wall Street, they go down. It's a ritual every morning. Every trader goes down, rubs the big brass bull that you see on CNBC to ward off the evil spirits of October the 29th, 1929. Well, today was the anniversary, October the 19th, of the other large crash we had way back in 1987. And so what did Wall Street do on this momentous day? It fell 366 points. Dow closed at 13,522. Remember, it was, what, a week, 2 weeks ago? We were giddy about 14,000. NASDAQ taken to the woodshed, off 74 points at 2,725. Visions of 5,000 fading fast. S&P 500 down 39 points at 1,500 even. As the AP reports, Friday marked the 20th anniversary of the 1987 stock market crash, otherwise known as Black Monday. Well, welcome to Black Friday. On that October day, the Dow Industrial Averages, now this is very interesting because this was a spin that was put on it by CNBC all day. Because everybody was making comparisons to 1987. They said, look, this is not as bad as back then. Back then, the Dow plunged 500 points, which was equal to 22% of the Dow average. Today's 366-point decline was only 2.6%. What they failed to tell you is in 1987, we didn't have these little things that we have in the market today, which are called stops. You see, there's automatic trading stops that are instituted today, which was instituted after 1987 in order to stop the Dow plunging 500 points. If they had no stops in there today, the Dow most probably would have fallen, I don't know, maybe 3,000 points or thereabouts. You know, reading through the spin, sometimes you go, well, you have to know your facts. I have a few apologies to make. I made a few erroneous statements during the week. We'll correct those during the course of this hour. Also, when we return, what happened to gold and silver today? We'll tell you about that, too.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
There's a sign there on your back. Says, "I don't mind if you kick me." Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness.
Welcome back,
I've been
my friends, down on this Friday, otherwise known as Black Friday. Well, wait to see whether or not we have Magenta Monday. For the benefit of my producer, who didn't quite hear what I said in that last segment, and if he didn't hear it, maybe a lot of other people didn't hear it. After the crash in 1987, where the Dow fell 500 points, which equated to 22% of the Dow, whereas a 366-point decline today only constitutes 2.6%, in reason why the Dow fell 500 points back in 87 was quite simply because there were no things called trading curbs. After the 1987 crash, all these trading curbs, in other words, the Dow, as soon as it plunges to, and I'm not exactly sure where the curbs come in, I think they come in at around about, if the Dow falls 250 points, they suspend trading. It's done in order to let people calm down, because in a free falling market, panic reigns. It's first out the door. And so to bring sort of stability back to the market, let people chill out, if you will, they put in these trading curbs, which stops trading so that people can take a deep breath and figure out where they are. Well, they didn't have those in 1987, which was the reason why the Dow plunged, but they are in today. So when they throw out these numbers to you, understand that we are dealing in a different paradigm. 1987 was also the reason for the creation of what we call the Plunge Protection Team, which is made up of Federal Reserve, Secretary of Treasury, President of the United States, Controller of the Currency, all the big wigs in finance, if you will, concerned with government, who communicate on a daily basis, set their strategy in order to sell Goldilocks economy to the masses, in order to avert their scam going up in smoke, pretty much, if you want to put it that way. So that's a big difference between then and today. And as I said, if there were no if there were no trading curbs in today, there's no question the Dow would have fallen 3,000 points. So why? What happened? Did somebody just suddenly wake up this morning and suddenly figure out that things were as bad as they really are and decided to start liquidating? Well, I have my own personal opinion. Before we get to that, however, let me just tell you what went on in the metals complex. Because a lot of people will be disappointed by the action in gold today, except for me. I thought the action in gold today was quite impressive in light of everything that went on. Gold in New York actually closed down 30 cents on the day at 765 and 10 cents. Gold had an amazing trading range today, had a low of 757 and a high of 770. Just shows you the volatility in the market. Silver off 20 cents to close at 1359. It too had a wild swinging day, had a low of 1328 and a high of 1397. Palladium was pretty much the only thing that was in the green today, up $3 at 1446. That's because they got strike problems going on in South Africa at the platinum mines. Palladium was off $3 at 370. Crude oil briefly blew past $90. A lot of people said, well, it's a crude oil thing that made the markets nervous. No, it wasn't. As I said, we'll get to that in a minute. Crude oil ended the day at $88.35 a barrel. All these people can hope for is that Turkey doesn't invade the Kurds over the weekend. U.S. dollar, weaker by 21 basis points at 77.31. Now, the events that happened today are going to spell doom and gloom for the dollar. Why? Well, next week, the final week in October, when, guess who meets? Yes, that's right, Federal Reserve meets next week. And right now, the consensus is 100%. Not 60-40, not 75-25, 100% that the Federal Reserve is going to lower interest rates. Now, the only argument is, do they lower by 25 basis points, do they lower by 50 basis points, or do they lower by 100 basis points? Pick a number. They will lower interest rates, which doesn't do anything good for the dollar. I would love to be a fly on the wall for the G7 meeting taking place this weekend, how they try and explain their way out of this, how they work their way out of this. Next week, we got a slew of economic numbers coming out. Some of the highlights include existing home sales on Wednesday, durable goods orders, initial jobless claims, new home sales on Thursdays, and the Michigan sentiment on Friday. And, yes, then we deal with what the Fed's going to do. And so we have, in my opinion, the coming together of perfect storm. And by the way, as I've told you time and time again, the price of gold that you see quoted every day does not reflect accurately where the price of gold should actually be. We are starting to see, and today was a typical example, and I don't want to get you wiggy. I'm just going to tell you, I was talking to one supplier, but he is my main supplier for Bullion Eagles. I had a client who called up late this afternoon, wanted to acquire 6 eagles, 1 ounce eagles, which, by the way, the price on a 1 ounce eagle today, $803.70. Now, I remind you what the spot price of gold is. It is $765. If you take 765 minus by 703, you'll see that the premiums are fast. Well, it's because the rising gold price premiums expand. But now the premium you're going to pay on a 1 ounce American gold eagle, regular bullion coins, $40. I'll tell you what, when gold hits $800, you're going to be paying a $100 premium on a gold coin. Now, these are eagles. And I called him up and I said, okay, client wants to buy some eagles. I can't sell you any eagles. I go, why not? He says, I don't have any. I go, what do you mean? These are eagles, man. It's like, you know, going to a convenience store and them telling you you don't have milk. He says, I don't. And he says, and if you want eagles, we can book orders on 2007 eagles, but they're going to cost you an additional $7.50. So that means that the premium is close to $50 on a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. They can see shortages coming. That's why the premiums are going up. But let's get back to my thesis. And it's not a thesis. It's just a simple fact of life of what happened today. Now, I don't want to put too much, well, I have to, because it's probably the most widely read financial newspaper on the planet. A lot of influential people read the Wall Street Journal. And as we pointed out yesterday, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal entitled How London Created a Snarl in the Global Markets. And it talked about how these two bankers in London had put together what are called SIVs, otherwise known as structured investment vehicles. We affectionately call them unidentified flying objects or unidentified financial objects, or UFOs, if you will. Now, these are the same things as collateralized debt obligations. In other words, these are financial instruments put together by MIT mathematical professors that nobody knows what the underlying value of, and because they don't know what the underlying value was, is the reason why we're in this mess we're in today. Well, this article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday exposed, obviously, this collusion of all the banks, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and the U.S. Treasury, to put together this $100 billion fund in order to soothe the markets so that they don't have to worry about any financial uncertainty. You got to understand, Wall Street hates uncertainty. That's the thing that drives these people completely nuts. So this was created for that very purpose, to allay the uncertainty of Wall Street. Well, that, I think, article yesterday got a lot of people really concerned about whether or not they had any of these SIVs in their portfolios. And if they did have any SIVs in those portfolios, I can guarantee you these guys were on the phone this morning, if not yesterday when they read this in the Wall Street Journal, and told them, sell. Simple, straightforward, simple thing. Just sell. Get me out. Because once, and you got to understand, when you see pictures of guys on Wall Street, you see the packed trading rooms, it looks like complete chaos. It's not. It's actually organized chaos. But everybody, and they all wear, and especially in the commodities pits, unlike the the NYSE, they all wear different color jackets. So everybody knows who everybody is working for. And they have these pits, different pits, a gold pit, silver pit, dollar pit, yen pit, pork belly pit. And everybody's been there for a long time. They know who the players are. They know who these brokers work for. And when one of them jumps up and says, sell, it's just a herd mentality. Because if he's selling, I'm sure he's selling. We'll be back. Well, the rest of the story.
Eating a balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. Or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Old song from way back. You can't always get what you want. It should be a song played to Mr. Paulson. Yes, Mr. Paulson, you can wish. You can wish for stability and calmness in Wall Street, but you don't always get what you want. You see, another severe psychological blow that hit the market today is, as we said, the market obviously was calmed, relatively speaking, with the announcement of the big boys getting together and saying, we put together $100 billion in order to, buy some of these structured investment vehicles that nobody else wants, but we big enough, we will buy them. Well, apparently today they weren't big enough. Credit default swaps, Credit default swaps rose the most in 2 months today as U.S. Treasury-led effort to rescue structured investment vehicles didn't keep two funds from falling prey to repay maturing debt. Uh-oh. Funds run by the London-based, and this is an unfortunate name to name your company. I mean, it is a death wish. If you have a financial company and you decide to name it Cheney Capital Management Limited, funds run by the London-based Cheney Capital Management Limited and IKB Deutsche defaulted on more than $7 billion of debt after they didn't sell new commercial paper to repay obligations. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said a fund initiated by Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson to help structured investment vehicles avoid a file sale of $320 billion of assets may harm investors' sentiment. There's some skepticism amongst investors as to how this is going to work, said William Sells, head of credit strategy of a London investment firm, saying that's weighing on credit markets this week. Investors are becoming more bearish on losses on structured investment vehicles. Companies that borrow in the short-term markets to buy longer-dated assets add to the concern that the fallout from the record U.S. mortgage foreclosures may be worse than analysts had expected. The cost of credit default swaps, contracts protecting payment on bonds, rises when the perception of credit quality worsens. CDX, North American Investment Grade Series 9 Index, soared 7.5 basis points to 61.75 basis points, according to Deutsche Bank AG in New York. The index rose 15.75 basis points this week, the biggest weekly increase in 3 months. Countrywide Financial is in serious trouble. Well, they had a little thing. They had to write down $11.5 billion in losses. I thought it was only $1 billion. Remember when all these people came out and said, oh, don't worry about it, it's not really big. I know we got a little problem, maybe $1 billion or so. Whenever they give you a number, always multiply it by a factor of 10, and then you're pretty much close to the number. It's kind of like they say, well, what's the U.S. national debt is $20 trillion. U.S. national debt is somewhere south of $80 trillion. And, oh, by the way, the problems are only going to get worse. As we told you, we had another celebration this week. And that celebration was the first of the baby boomers retiring. A retired New Jersey school teacher has become the first American baby boomer to apply for a government pension as the aging nation braces for a silver tsunami that threatens to bankrupt its social security system. This is an Australian paper. You won't find this in an American paper. Kathleen Casey was born 1 second after midnight on January the 1st, 1946, the first of almost 80 million people born between the end of World War II and 1964. Others born in 1946 include George W. Bush, his wife Laura, Bill Clinton, whose wife Hillary was born the following year. I think I'm just lucky to be at the top of the boom, as Casey said. I'm blessed to be able to take my Social Security now. Well, you should be blessed to take it now because people standing behind you ain't going to get it. Why? Do you know how many people are retiring daily? Daily. And you wonder why they tell you that the inflation rate is, what did they come out with? The lowest inflation rate in decades. So the cost of living increases to Social Security recipients is meager. I think it's 2.1%. 10,000 people a day are due to apply for pensions over the next 20 years. The Social Security system is due to go bust in 2041 unless it's fixed. Nobody's going to fix it. You know why? I'm looking forward to this weekend for a number of reasons. A personal greedy reason is tomorrow, because that is the Boer War II. It's a rugby match between South Africa and jolly old England. We avenge. See, I'm even talking like a Dutchman. We avenge for the Boer War 100 years ago. And Sunday is the debate, where the only person that will debate this issue is Ron Paul. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200.
That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Black Friday. Well, that's what they call it. Yeah, we'll follow suit. I mean, this is the most amazing thing, and that is why I'm and I always get so disappointed, because I build these things up in my own little mind, and then when they happen, they usually are a great disappointment. But I'm looking with great anticipation to the Sunday debate, the values voters. This is where everybody's going to pander to the evangelical Christians, the rapture monkeys, if you will. And they're all going to say how they, and this is the most amazing thing, they've all changed their positions on well, Rudy Giuliani, flaming liberal, who's for abortion on demand. He doesn't mind killing unborns. You got John McCain, who says, I'm the only candidate here that's been pro-life all my life, which is a lie, because obviously Ron Paul outstrips him by a couple of decades. And then you got Fred Thompson, who, as a lawyer in private practice after he left the Senate, actually lobbied for a Planned Parenthood. And yet all these people outside of Ron Paul, just remember this, and this is my own personal opinion, you may disagree with me, either way, I don't care, but this is a fact of life, for me, anyway. If you are for life, then you're for all life, whether it's pre-birth or whether it's post-birth. Because if you believe the scriptures that God says, vengeance is mine, I accept it as that. I don't believe the state, I don't believe anybody has the right to take another person's life. Period. End of story. And that simply goes for, obviously, those who warmly embrace the killing of people that they disagree with, like Muslims, for instance, which Rudy Giuliani is part of the camp, the Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Medved, Michael Ledeen, that whole crowd, who feel that the only way to make America safe is to kill all the Muslims. And then they stand up there and they want to tell you, oh, yes, I'm pro-life. Such hypocrites. But anyway, they'll be able to pull the eyes over the evangelicals, because evangelicals are very easy people to pull the wool over their eyes. They're the most gullible people on the planet. However, I still hold out hope that as Charles Carson from Straight Gate Ministry says in his mission statement, we hope to lead the stray sheep to see the light. And hopefully these evangelicals will at some point see the light and see the false doctrine that they have been following for so long, which might as well give us a plug as well. Coming up this Sunday, I will be with Charles Carlson and Straight Gate Ministries in San Antonio, Texas, right outside Mr. Hagee's church. I believe it's from 10 to 12 or thereabouts. You can find out more information by going to Straight Gate Ministries website, whtt.org. This is how strongly I feel about this. It's a commitment I'm making to drive 1,800 miles. No, I don't fly. I refuse to fly, period. I don't want to go anywhere near anybody associated with the TSA because I'll lose it, I know. And then that'll create all kinds of problems because I get lippy. So the way to avoid these things is just not go there and rather drive. And all I have to deal with is roadblocks along the way, which is fine by me. But anyway, I digress. And I digress because Ron Paul most probably will be the only person that makes any economic sense. Hopefully they're going to be discussing, because this is going to be on everybody's mind. Because all these people that will be at this convention, I believe it's like 4,500 Republicans are meeting down there in Florida. These are yuppie voters. These are the people who have stocks and bonds and real estate. Now, besides going to the convention, in the back of their mind is, well, I just lost my shirt on Friday. Will I lose my shirt on Monday and my shoes? And there's a very good possibility they will. And the only guy that's going to make any financial logical sense to these people will be Ron Paul. The others will also use, I guarantee you, these other people will use the same argument if the subject of the Dow plunging 366 points on Friday makes it to the debate. They will spin, because that's a standard spin line now. Well, you know, in 1987, the Dow plunged 22%. This was just a 2% fall. It is, I always love this one, it's a correction in an ongoing bull market. Everything's fine. Be happy. Don't be sad. Now, as I said before, one of the most egregious things that happens that nobody understands, and when I say this, I'm not reflecting on the audience. I'm talking about the generally unwashed out there who listen to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. Oh, I've got to share this with you. I have to make an apology. During many of my rants, I've often said that, the approval ratings of Congress is below that of Hitler, because Congress has got 11% approval rating. And I said, Hitler's at 14%. Well, I was wrong about that. Hitler's actually at 25% approval ratings, which is 1 point ahead of George Bush, who has a 24% approval rating. I kid you not. This was out of Berlin today. A quarter of Germans believe there were some positive aspects to Nazi rule, according to a poll published today, a finding that comes after a popular talk show host was fired for praising Nazi Germany's attitude towards the motherland. I'm sorry, I had to bring that up. Anyway, back to what I wanted to talk about. This scam that's going on, perpetrated by people within the government who tell us, you know, everything's fine, cost of living increases, just simply reflect, just a mild inflation. Because this week we get a report, we get the Consumer Price Index report this week that said that food prices only rose by 4.5% during the past year. Now, I don't know where the guys at the Bureau of Labor Statistics buy their groceries, but I personally am spending at least 15 to 20% more on food this year than I did last year. Wheat prices alone have practically doubled in the past year. And the last time I checked, people tend to eat a lot of wheat. Does anyone really believe food prices are only up 4.5%? And this is the big crux of the matter. And this is what maybe Ron Paul will get into. As the U.S. dollar weakens, few analysts are beginning to wonder whether we will now be importing inflation as opposed to exporting inflation as the costs of imported goods rises to reflect the lower value of the dollar. Once again, Wall Street doesn't get it. Our inflation problem is simply homegrown. The reason the dollar is losing value in the first place is that we are creating too many of them. We have a printing press. That's why we call him Helicopter Ben. Since our biggest export is U.S. dollars, everybody goes, well, our exports are up. And I always say, well, what are we exporting besides waste paper and porn? Well, I forgot about the other one, the U.S. dollar. It's an export. And so since our biggest export is the U.S. dollar, which foreign central banks have been foolishly monetizing, if anything, it is our nation that exports its inflation to the rest of the world. My guess is that right now inflation is already as bad as anything we experienced back in the 70s. Some may argue that rising prices for food and energy are being offset by falling prices for such things as cell phones, iPods, digital cameras, plasma TVs, you name it, industrial chainsaws, whatever you like to use. However, back in the 70s, prices for similar items such as television sets, clock radios, digital watches, calculators were also falling in price. However, despite such price declines, the more honest consumer price index yardsticks we used at the time still recorded double-digit annual gains. But you see, also what happened back then is they figured out why we went into double-digit inflation, double-digit interest rates. Because the basket of commodities we were using back then to measure inflation were actually real. They included stuff like food and energy and stuff that we buy every day. This is the reason why it went double-digit until some brainchild said, listen, let's put things in the basket that we can control. So in other words, when we put, say, Fruit of the Loom boxer shorts into the commodity of baskets in which we calculate inflation, and because Fruit of the Loom is no longer a U.S. company, see, because when they were here, boxer shorts used to cost $10. Now that Fruit of the Loom is in Bora Bora somewhere, and we import those same shorts and they cost us $2, well, prices are declining. This is good. This is how we can calculate these things. I mean, it's a scam of epic proportion. And still, the intoxicating effects that inflation has on normal asset prices and the GDP figures will eventually fade. And when this happens, Wall Street will sober up to the reality that the U.S. economy has actually been mired in recession for years and that U.S. stocks have been in a stealth bear market all along, priced in gold, euros, Canadian dollars, which is a whole other story. Both the U.S. stock market and the U.S. GDP have declined by approximately 58%, 17%, and 21% respectively since January of 2000. All you got to do is simply look at the price of gold to tell you this. Gold was $250. Now it's $760. Yeah, it's any wonder that Wall Street and the government hang their hats on this official scam called the Consumer Price Index. It's kind of like a student allowed to grade his own report card. He can ditch his classes, not do his homework, flunk his exam, and yet still bring home straight A's. As long as Wall Street and the media continue to represent government inflation numbers as if they had any validity whatsoever, inflation is only going to get worse. And inflation is a secret tax. Ron Paul will bring this up if he's given half a chance, and he will completely decimate all those other people that are standing there. I can't wait to see these long faces on Fox News, especially baby Jesus, Sean Hannity, when once again they will show without question that Ron Paul will win this debate hands down. This is going to embarrass the Republicans. You know how embarrassed the Republicans are right now? The guy that leads their caucus, the Republican National Committee, what's his name, Martinez from Florida, the first Hispanic. He's gone. He quit. I wonder why. Is it because he completely failed on his job? Well, sure he did. Republicans are a basket case right now. There's no difference between the two political parties. Today I had to run a few missions because tomorrow I usually tell you, if you want to call me on the weekend, that's fine. Yeah, forget about calling me tomorrow. Because I'm watching World War II. And I've even bought Borivorce. Some of you go, what? Borivorce is it's an Afrikaans sausage. Very good, too. Don't ask me what's in it. I really don't know what's in it, but it tastes very good, which means there's a lot of bad things in it. It's the reason why people don't like to watch sausage being made. I've got South African beer, Lion Lager, very good beer, and I'm going to do a traditional thing, sit down and root for the Dutchman. I promised my friend, I got a friend, he's called the Dutchman. He called me last week, and I didn't even know about this until a week ago. And so I'm doing this in honor of the Dutchman. I promised him I'd be rooting for his side. Of course, you know, people say, well, you're English. Why don't you root for England? Well, hello, we hate the English as much as the Dutchmen hate the English. Just because we speak English doesn't mean we wave the Union Jack around. But anyway. Now I've forgotten where I was going with this. But the point is that once again they have these polls that they conduct. Fox News Channel has these polls after the debate, instant analysis of who won and who lost. And you can see the blood draining out of these people's faces as the numbers scroll across the bottom of the screen. Because Ron Paul always, Mitt Romney may get 30%, McCain maybe 25%. I don't know who's out there. Giuliani will trail way in the back. Giuliani, I think, will be exposed this weekend for the phony that he is. Because he is. He's a complete phony, 100%. And what's he doing there? I don't know. The reason why the Republican Party is losing, in my humble opinion, the alleged party for small government, fiscally conservative, with high moral principles, Giuliani doesn't represent any of those principles. Therefore, he doesn't represent, quote-unquote, your standard Barry Goldwater-type Republican. There's only one candidate in there that represents your Barry Goldwater-type true Republican, small government, less intrusive government. I'm sure they're going to bring up the Patriot Act. And I got an article up on the webpage today that says if you support the Patriot Act, well, you must probably are not going to like Ron Paul. And people can't understand this. See, because we want to have this fear factor in our lives. Scared of the boogeyman. I mean, today was another typical example of the fear factor that's out there. There was a hijacking of a tanker truck. In Washington, D.C. A tanker truck with gasoline was hijacked in Washington, D.C. Oh, my God, it's a terrorist. They're going to blow up Washington, D.C. No, it was just a brother who figured out that a tanker truck filled with gasoline was worth a lot of money. Late this afternoon, it comes out that the police have discounted the terrorist threat and said they are treating this as a robbery. Nobody has told me. They said they found the truck fully intact, but nobody says whether or not there was any gasoline left in the truck. You see, they're going to start doing this. Look, it's going to happen. Forget, gasoline, when it starts going to $4 or $5, it's big money in a gasoline truck. And even the bigger money out there is going to be in semis carrying cigarettes. Well, I mean, if that stupid health care bill had gone through in order to protect 10 million children, it was all financed on the back of people who smoke cigarettes. Because that's how they were going to pay for it. A 60-cent increase in cigarettes and a 6,000% increase for people who smoke cigars. No wonder the stupid bill failed. Oh, yeah, it's for the children. Final segment coming up on this Black Friday.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Black Friday. Now, this may get a little nauseating for you, but I'm going to do this pretty much all of next week. I'm going to guilt you into doing something. And trust me, if I guilt you into doing it and you're doing it, you'll most probably have the time of your life. You'll get to meet like-minded people, have a really good time, and it's really, really fun. I have often said how I was involved with an organization in Colorado called the Tyranny Response Team. We were a group of people who wore blue shirts with big yellow lettering, looked like FBI, said Tyranny Response Team, TRT on the front. And we used to go stand on street corners on Saturday mornings, just for no reason, but to defend the Second Amendment, because Colorado went all squirrely on the Second Amendment. And the rallies grew and grew and grew and grew until at some point in time, don't ask me why, but it was just a wonderful feeling of people actually getting out and doing something, making up their own signs, standing on street corners. You felt you were doing something rather than just sitting on your butt and complaining about things. I am driving all the way to San Antonio, Texas, to stand on a street corner with Charles Carlson and Straight Gate Ministries outside of John Hagee's church at 18755 Stone Oak Parkway. It's near Highway 81, north of Charles Andrews Loop. It's going to go from 8 o'clock to 11:30 a.m. And I encourage you all to join us, because I think this is very important to expose these people for who they are and hopefully enlighten the lost sheep there that they've been following a false god. Because I feel personally that if we can turn evangelicals around to understand that they have been they've been led astray, and that the scriptures doesn't say what they think it says. And if there's and I've gone and looked at the Ron Paul meetup crowd in San Antonio, granted it's not a large group of people, but there's a whole bunch of them that are actually meeting later on in the day for, I don't know where they're going, they're walking somewhere, and I'll be more than happy to join them as well in that. And it's a fun thing to do. It's this is not confrontation in any way, shape, or form. This is just doing something. Rather than just sitting around, as I said, bitching and complaining about how everything is going down the old porcelain princess. And so I urge you to join us, because the more people we have out there, obviously the bigger impact it's going to be. And as I said, it's so much fun to meet like-minded people and to actually be doing something. And it's amazing how a movement grows. If I have to tell you that the tyranny response team was conceived on a guy's back porch with a couple of guys having barbecue and drinking a few beers, we came up with an idea, and within 6 months, it had spread nationwide. There were tyranny response teams popping up all over the place. It is possible. It can be done. You just got to make a commitment. I made the commitment. Will you? Have a great weekend. See you Monday. Bye. All right, I'll be...
With